You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I believe that God speaks to us through the seasons of our life as we move through the journey of our life. He's right there constantly telling us and speaking to us and giving us direction on where we should go and what we should change. I mean, there's a lot of people waiting for direction from God. They're just not listening. God speaks to us in the seasons of our life, but how many know there's other times that He speaks to us? He's trying to speak to us in times of crisis. It's when we're going through something, either a personal crisis or we're going through some geopolitical crisis. I mean, I know we can all identify with personal crisis. We've all suffered loss. We've all suffered pain. We've all suffered individual hardship. I mean, we've suffered geopolitical crises. When the hurricanes hit in 2004, everybody in our geographical area was hit and suffered together, didn't we? We've suffered nationally together. When 9/11, when the towers came down, the whole nation wept. I mean, God is speaking in the times of crises of our lives. And we're facing some crises in this nation. Some of us this morning are facing personal crisis. And it's a sign of the times that we live in. And God's speaking to us and He's saying, listen, God is saying, listen, I have some questions. I have some questions for you. I believe God is speaking to us today and He wants to do something in our lives. He wants to clue us in on this moment of direction, on this moment of clarity, on this moment of focus in our life. We can't afford to say this morning, it's just hype. We can't afford to do that. We cannot say, well, I'll just sit here and listen to what the pastor's saying, but I'm not giving up none of my stuff. We got to be willing to go where God tells us to go and do what God tells us to do. How many understand God's trying to get your attention this morning? Come on, somebody help me. Amen. Revelation 16:15 says, behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Notice he doesn't say he's coming as a robber. He says he's coming as a thief. I mean, understand there's a difference between a thief and a robber. I mean, a robber will walk up to you right in the middle of the day and bonk you on the head and take your wallet. A robber will kick your door in when you're at home watching TV and walk in there and knock you out and take your stuff. But how many of you know a thief doesn't do that? A thief comes in the middle of the night when you're sleeping and breaks in very quietly and sneaks into your house and robs you while you sleep. And Jesus said he's coming like a thief. You won't even know when he's there. You won't even know when he shows up. He says, I'm coming like that. You know, life comes at us hard and fast, so most of the time, it's us always asking God the questions. God, why did this happen? God, why is this so hard? God, where's my job? God, how come you're not taking care of my needs? God, where are you? We're so preoccupied asking the questions that we really aren't listening to the questions that God's asking us. God's trying to get our attention. He's trying to ask us some questions this morning. I mean, you know, when Jesus had his earthly ministry, he had a lot of answers. But Jesus spent a lot of time in his earthly ministry asking a lot of questions. Everywhere he went, he was asking questions of people. He was always asking questions. He was primarily approaching people and asking them questions because he wanted to communicate something to them. He wanted to communicate his love. He wanted to have a conversation and engage people. How many know every time you have a conversation with somebody, it usually starts with asking a question? You don't just walk up to somebody and just start blathering off at the mouth when they don't know you. Where are you from? What are you doing? How are you doing? What do you do for a living? You know how we start a conversation? That's how relationships are built. You're asking for information so you can get to know each other. Jesus asked a lot of questions. He was getting to know mankind. Questions that he already knew the answers to. But he would pose the questions so that there could also be self-discovery that came along to the person that was asking the question. Because a lot of times we didn't know that we needed an answer to a problem until Jesus presented the question. And then we came up with the solution. And oftentimes Jesus would look and he would say, that's right, you have said well. That's right, you have approached it well. That's right, you have spoken well. Questions. How many understand that the best way to learn is through self-discovery? It's by coming to conclusions based on information that you've gathered from a lot of questions. It's you connecting the dots. It's you getting the revelation. And Jesus would always ask these leading questions because he always wanted the best for those that were listening to him. He wanted them to answer the questions for themselves so that they could get the revelation for themselves. Peter, who the men say that I am? Don't you know that Jesus already knew who he was when he asked the question? That's why a lot of times when you read scripture and you're reading a story, you're listening to the response of the person in the story. But how many of you realize this morning that you need to take that person's name out of that scripture and put your name in the scripture? That's why the Bibles are full of stories. It's so that we can put ourselves in there and we can have self-discovery in that. And when we read Jesus asking a question, what we ought to do is ask ourselves the question as if God is asking us the question. How would I answer it? When Jesus asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. So if God's asking you this morning, do you love me? How do you answer the question? Do you answer it like Peter? Do you answer it in your actions? Do you answer it with your motives? Do you answer it with your heart? Do you answer it with your reputation and your character? How do you answer the question? Sometimes people call me and they'll say, Pastor Jason, I want to ask you some questions about the Bible. And right then I go, oh. Because you just don't know what you're going to get when you get that phone call. Sometimes it's somebody that's lost in the book of Revelation. Sometimes it's about a marriage. Sometimes it's about something I ain't never heard before. And you want to help them, but you don't even know where to go start studying to get the answers that you need to give them because you ain't heard the question yet. That's a tough one, isn't it? I got some questions. How many of you know we get the same way when God's got some questions? When God comes and he says, I've got some questions for you. And we're like, okay. What are they? It's a little scary sometimes. Because when God asks some questions, we know we got to come up with some answers. And that's a little uncomfortable sometimes, isn't it? And as long as I don't have to answer the question, then I don't have to deal with the question. I don't have to deal with it. So what we've developed is a lot of people on Sunday morning church that just don't want to deal with it. I believe God's asking some questions right now. And it's not because God's confused. It's not because he doesn't know what you're up to. And it's not because he doesn't know your heart. And it's not because he doesn't know the answer. He's asking because his heart is for you. He's asking because he's reaching out to us. He's asking us questions because he loves us. How many of you know after Jesus addresses the church in Revelation, he talks about the problems in the church through chapter 3. He talks about how they lost their first love. We were talking about this last Sunday and how they became lukewarm. He said, I would that you'd be hot or cold, but you're lukewarm. I'll spit you out of my mouth. He was talking about how they become self-sufficient. And the lukewarmness of the heart. And then all of a sudden, Jesus moves over in the Revelation chapter 4. And he says, after these things. He says, after these things. When it looked like for 70 years that the church started out in power. They started out with the manifestations of the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. They started out with people being raised from the dead. They started out casting out demons. They started out healing the sick. They started out preaching the gospel in the streets without fear of their life. That's how the church had started out. They had invaded the world and turned it upside down with the gospel to the point that cities had been blanketed with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here they are 70 years later and Jesus is saying, you've lost your first love. You've lost your first love. In the middle of all that power and all that manifestation, the church had pulled away from the power. The church had backed down and had become self-interested and self-consumed and had built an ideology around a structure, around a government, around a community that was not what God had intended.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You'll accompany.
Jesus begins to tell him what he sees, and where they've gone wrong. And he says, this is how you can fix it. This is how you can get it together. You just have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Chapter 4, he says, after these things, after what? After what had just taken place, he said, there's still hope. There's still hope for the church that lost its first love. There's still hope for the lukewarm church. There's still hope for the hurting. There's still hope for those that have become oblivious to the power of God. There's still hope. Ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of Jesus asking us questions, the purpose of the question is to let us know that there is still hope in our lives. Somebody say there's still hope. There's hope that God wants to give us. I mean, we can talk about the love of God. We can talk about the faith of the saints. But we need to also talk about hope. We have to have hope in God. We have to have hope that He's with us, that He'll go before us, that He'll make a way where there seems to be impossible odds stacked against us. He said, after these things, He said, I looked and I saw an open door. He said, I saw an open door. Listen, when you look, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? You can look at everything going on. You can look at the crisis. We can look at all the stuff that's around us. But how many of you also know we can look up and see an open door? It's there before us. The door is not shut. The door is not locked. The door is not out of reach. We in the body of Christ are always looking at an open door. Listen to me this morning. No matter how bad it is on this side, God is looking at His church today and He is asking, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Are you seeing the open door? Because if you see an open door, that means that there are new possibilities in your life. That means that there's a way of escape for the trouble that you're in. That means that there's a way through the wall. There's a way around the wall. There's a way over the wall. There's a door that's open to you. Somebody say there's a way out. How many know it's somebody else opened the door up for you? It says, after he looked and saw there's an open door, it says he heard. Somebody say he heard. The question is what are you hearing today? Are you hearing about everything wrong all the time? Are you hearing about how bad everybody is? How many of you know we can't always ignore this stuff, but I believe that God wants to bring us to a place where we hear him above it. Where we're so tuned in to the voice of God that the rest of it is just noise. We are aware. We're not burying our heads in the sand. We see what's going on, but we're hearing God above it. Because what God has to say is life-giving. Come on, it's life-sustaining. And He's speaking to us. He's speaking to us even now. All we got to do is just tune in by the Holy Spirit and listen to His voice. It says He looked up and He heard. I hope you can take this home with you today, ladies and gentlemen. It says He looked up and He heard, and then He showed us things to come. How many of you know God wants to show you of things to come? He wants to reveal things to you. How many of you think that's a good idea to know what's coming? How many of you think it's a great idea to know what Matthew 24 is all about and how we need to be ready for the return of Christ and how we can get prepared? Because when you know something's coming, you can pack your bag for it, can't you? Amen. He also said this. He said to John, he said, I want you to come up here. In other words, I want you to come up to another level. Another way of thinking. I want you to see things the way I see things. I want you to look at things from a different perspective. Listen, I believe with all my heart that the issues of life are not really big issues when we begin to look at them the way God looks at them. When we see things from His perspective and not ours, instead of seeing things from our own limited viewpoint, we need to come up and see things the way God sees them. If you really want to hear what God is saying, we've got to come up. We've got to change our position in the way we look at it. How many understand this morning? We've got two different perspectives in this room. You're looking up at me and I'm looking across the room at all of you. We see things differently this morning. You're looking at the back of green chairs. I'm looking at the front of green chairs. You're looking at a screen and instruments behind me. I'm looking at two wooden doors and a wooden table. There are two different perspectives. We see things differently. And God is saying, I want you to see and I want you to hear things from my perspective, not the way that you see them in the natural. I want you to see and hear them in the supernatural. I don't want you to rationalize and reason with your earthly mind. I want you to see and rationalize things through the Spirit, through the Word of God that I put in you. Because how many of you know when we see it from God's perspective, it doesn't always mean that the problem is gone. It just means that you see the problem differently. And when you see it the way God sees it, then it don't look as big as it used to look. It might not fix the situation I am, but I see it differently now. I just had to come up here where God was looking at it. Amen? Sometimes you can come to a church and you can see people that are always saying, amen, praise the Lord, I love you, brother. And they seem like they're excited about church. They're always smiling. They're always ready to dance. They're always ready to run. And you think, man, there's something wrong with them people. They're all flaky. They must need attention or something. Their parents must have ignored them when they were little. They just got to put on a show and get everybody to look at them. No. They've just come to a higher level. They're just starting to see things from another dimension. They're starting to see things from another level. They're starting to see church the way God sees church. How many know God sees church alive, not dead? God sees church awake, not asleep. A lot of people sit in church and judge these people and get upset with them because they're so excited about God, when the truth is God's made the same thing available to them. They just haven't engaged. In other words, you've got to position yourself to hear God. And when we come up to where we are with God, then we can hear God clearly, which means we come into the Spirit. And we're in the Spirit, supernatural things happen. So what's God trying to say to the church in the middle of crisis? Well, it's not just throw your hands up and give up and say, I surrender. And it's not just bury your head in the sand and pretend like there ain't nothing going on and live in your little Treasure Coast bubble here on the Treasure Coast. God is saying it's not time to give up. You just come up here. And when you get up here, you're going to see the things the way I see things. And you're going to hear the things that I need you to hear that will change your life. How many of you know the very next verse says, and I was in the Spirit suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. Yeah. That was the same people down to the altar again every Sunday. Same people. Well, praise the Lord. Because how many of you know to go down to the altar, it takes a lot of humility. And God's looking for people with a humble heart. I mean, pride keep you on your seat, humility bring you to the altar. Everybody coming down to the altar to meet Jesus. Everybody coming down to the altar. Listen, when people come down to the altar, they're actually coming down to the altar, but they're going up in the Spirit. They're connecting with the Spirit of God. That's why we make the walk to the altar. That's why we come down boldly and step at the altar and we say, God, I need your mercy. I need your grace in my life. People sitting back saying, well, I don't need to go to the altar. I don't need to be down there. God knows my heart. All you see are people going to the altar. Well, you know what? When you see people going to the altar, you're not seeing what they see. You're seeing your perspective from sitting in the pew. They see a perspective at the altar. I mean, what they're seeing at the altar is up. They're making contact. They're in the Spirit. They're hearing God. I mean, I'd rather be down at the altar hearing God and seeing God. I'd rather be right there in the middle of His presence hearing God and seeing God than anywhere else. Amen. When you see people come to the altar, all you're seeing is people saying to themselves, I want to go to a new dimension. I want to go to a new level with God. I want to get deeper in the things of God. That's why I'm going to the altar. And that's what you're seeing. I want more of what God has for my life. I don't want the flow to stop. I don't want to back off. I want to step in. I don't want to disengage. I want to engage.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, Monday send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA products at commercial grade are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessableabledesigns.com, as well as our personal life store. Looking forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.